Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome an accomplished tech entrepreneur from Bathinda, Punjab in India, Pragya Goyal. Pragya, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Ashutosh, for having me on your show. It's a pleasure to have.
Thank you for agreeing to speak to me. Pragya is the co-founder and CEO of Vague Automobiles. She is passionate about revolutionizing the EV automotive industry and creating a brand that stands for excellence, innovation, and customer satisfaction. So Pragya, my first question to you is, can you share the story of Vague Automobiles and what is its mission?
So the starting of Vague Automobiles is very interesting. I am a mechanical engineer. I have always been into machines and automobiles specifically. I have worked with an automobile company before starting Vague. So while doing my job, I had something in mind to start off my own. And I had the just to make new products, create new products. So that is where it came in our mind that EVs are something that the world is looking to. Not only India, but the world is keeping an eye on. So today we are all looking at sustainability, alternative fuels, and EV is one of the most growing potential field. And two-wheelers specifically because, you know, Indian automobile market is dominated by two-wheeler. I would say roughly 90% of the volume of the Indian automobile market is contributed by two-wheeler. So that is why when I met Mr. Sumit Gupta, so with my product expertise and his business expertise over the last two decades, we joined hands and formed Vague Automobiles. So we started with two-wheelers initially. Now we have plans to expand the product category and portfolio as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And explain to me the meaning and significance of the word Vague and how is it connected to the vision of your company?
So Vague as a meaning, if I say, it's purely acceleration. We say EVs have a very good acceleration and we as a company are connected to the roots. We want to touch the Indian emotions and sentiments. That is where we kept the Sanskrit word. This is a Sanskrit word for Vega called Vague. That is where we kept this word, Vague Automobiles. And when we talk about mission, as we say, we want to be the best service provider in the EV industry. When I say best service provider, it means not only creating best products, but also after-sales service. And to ensure that, we see a long-term mission of ensuring Vague touchpoint. Vague touchpoint can be a Vague dealer, a Vague distributor, a Vague factory, ASP, a service touchpoint in every 10 kilometers in India. So that is our ultimate vision that wherever we go, in every 10 kilometers, you say there is a Vague.
How interesting. And just for my viewers and listeners, you are already manufacturing two-wheelers and going into four-wheelers or what stage are you at?
So we incorporated this company officially in October 2021. Obviously, the product level work and the backend exercises started much before that. We are currently manufacturing two-wheelers. We have been in the market since 1.5 years now with our two products. We do have our RTO products also on road now. Coming going forward, we are stepping into L3. And the ultimate step is to create good L5s for the community. So currently, the expertise is in two-wheeler manufacturing, but our R&D is being expanded to L3 and L5 as well.
Cool. Again, for someone who doesn't know, what is L3 and what is L5?
So when we say L, these are different category of vehicle class, L1, L2, L3 and L5. When we say L3, in a layman language, I would typically say when we talk about e-rickshaws and e-loaders or three-wheelers. And I'm just talking in the layman language so that absolutely One can understand, not talking in the technical terms of weight carrying capacity and all. And when we say L5, it's something like a Tata Ace or an e-auto kind of a thing.
I understand. Wonderful. Thank you. I didn't know about it. So I'm glad you explained it in such easy terms, Pragya. My next question is that, you know, over the last so many years, there are a lot of players in the EV space.
Correct.
How are you differentiating Vague from the others?
So that is the most common question being asked today by everyone because the number of players that have come in the market, we see these number of players coming in market as a healthy competition, because whenever there's a healthy competition, there is always a scope of innovation. If you are the only monopoly, you sell what you have. You do not have that gap to improve on the technology part. So we've always taken this as a healthy competition, and it encourages us to bring more and more to the table. So when we say, how do we differentiate Wake? We have a clear focus that we create products for masses. When we say we create products for masses, we create products for the true Bharatiya who lives majorly in tier 2 and tier 3.
Right.
One product for one family is what we create. So, and of course, the focus is on after-sales service. Our brand can go to any lengths to provide the after-sales service. Because once you deliver a product to the customer, you're technically married to him. So you need to give the after-sales service during the whole tenure of his ownership of that product. And maybe even after that, on the second life cycle of the product. So that is the vision that is imparted on all the team members when we create products, when we have services or any other operations. So that is how we plan on differentiating with the other, just the players who are bringing a scooter and selling it off without taking the ownership of their product.
Fascinating. And you know, Pragya, it's often been said that one of the biggest successes of Maruti was because of its amazing touch points, you know, all the way from Ladakh to Kanyakumari. You spoke about touch points and a dealer point every 10 kilometers. How are you going to do this?
So every big success, we say, start with small ones.
Absolutely right.
So we started with this already with North and Northeast. Because we thought that was operationally easy for us to handle because we are sitting there. Today, if I talk about Northeast, I have a very good network in almost every district of Assam. When we are saying, how do we ensure a touch point? It is a strategy that takes us into penetration into the lower level from a district level. So we create a big touch point, a kind of a master dealer on the district level. Under him, we create dealers and sub-dealers. Under him, we create ASPs. So one dealer technically has four ASPs. Apart from this, we also have a program called Wake Care, in which we onboard these local traditional two-wheeler IC engine mechanics. So when we talk about exclusive dealerships today also, they might be present in every 20 to 25 kilometers. But these local garages are present in every 4 to 5 kilometers. So enabling them, empowering them, training them will make this target more achievable in a shorter span of time, I would say.
Amazing. And you spoke about vague touch points nationwide. When you start to put together these touch points in so many places, what is the direct benefit for customers? And as a manufacturer, what kind of an effort will go into it?
So when we say the direct benefit to the customer, today we all talk about the easiest accessibility. When we have started with all these 10 minutes delivery apps, you get everything literally in 10 minutes today. So we understand the mindset of the customer is today easy and quick accessibility. So creating these touch points is very important. So for the customer to quickly access, no one will travel a distance of 10 kilometers to get the scooter service today.
Right.
He needs service at home.
Right.
Because he has a full day job, going in morning 7 o'clock, coming back at 11. He needs someone, you come to my house, service my scooter. I need everything on the digital platform. So that touch points become a very important factor in creating accessibility with the customer. As I said in my previous statement, as soon as my product gets delivered to that customer, I'm technically married to him with the whole tenure of his ownership.
Correct.
So I need to stay connected in some way or the other. So that is how, this is how crucial these touch points are for me as a manufacturer.
Great response. Thank you. My next question is that, it's all very nice to see, Megha and Pragya and your partner with all the successes with Vague. But there must have been a lot of challenges when you started. Tell me a little bit about some of the challenges you have faced in revolutionizing the EV sector.
When we talk about challenges, it's still we face a lot of challenges.
I'm sure.
Because see, it's a new industry. There is no formula for success or for the product or for the team or for the technology that we have to copy paste. The technology is new, the product is new, the market is new. Customers are also new today because you need to educate them why petrol versus EV. Then you come to the question of why WEG EV. So there is a two-step conversion here.
Right.
So everything is new and formation of team, finding the correct people who have the same dedication in a startup is very essential. And I think we have been pretty lucky enough. I always say in my statements that for my initial team, I have not taken their interviews. They have chosen me. They have trusted me and they have come along to build something great. So that is the one of the biggest challenges, a great team. Because you know, no matter how many wonderful ideas you have, you cannot implement those alone. We do not have a proper execution of ideas. There's no value of those ideas actually. So you need to have a proper team in place. So that is one of the major challenges we face. Then is definitely daily technology upgradation, changing government policies. We see a lot of fluctuations in the government policies every 6 months today. So as a new entity, it takes time for us to plan a go-to-market strategy, be stable, but we see the policies being changed. So these are some of the regular challenges we face during this revolution, we should say.
Very interesting. You know, I was speaking to someone in the US who has been part of Tesla, and they were saying that all these EVs are like a big Android phone on wheels, where almost the entire control is sitting with the manufacturer. And if there's any upgrade, you do it with by the press of a button. How do your customers react to something like this?
So, we would say today, automobile is not just an automobile industry, it's a mobility industry, I would say.
Right.
The amount of tech, the SaaS that is going into the EV is amazing. You know, traditional automobiles had a fuel, had a powertrain, a mechanical structure. Now it's not only mechanical, the whole electronics is involved in it. So you have a lot of software level things you can play around. So upgrading the performance, how to like what to performance do you know, need to give, what the features do you want to give, how do you want to create the connectivity is all software based. And that is where we say it's a software upgrade like an Android phone. So even I compare this similar to a revolution when mobile phones were introduced. So they were just an hardware button type of an item, but then with the softwares, they have like come up stages now. Similar is for EV. You see, everyone needs a tech today. Even in the tier two, tier three, people will not use the maps on their screen, but they still need it because it looks fancy.
Right.
So
Right.
that is the level EVs have come. And we also are moving with this tech part slowly in our upcoming models.
Well said. You know, you just mentioned about your people and how they chose you. But one of the biggest challenges a lot of entrepreneurs face, Pragya, is how do you convey the same kind of passion and commitment to your team that you as the founder have? I'd love to get your perspective.
So, I would say in India, we have a lot of like-minded people who have the entrepreneurial spirit today. Some are lucky like me who get a chance to implement it, but some work with people like us and fulfill their passion. It's just the bond and the communication you do with your team, the amount of work you're delegating to them, and the confidence you show into them that brings up these qualities. So if you are just asking them to follow the process, that is not going to work today. That used to happen in the traditional industries. Everyone today, I feel, is more enthusiastic in coming up with their own new ideas, and you need to honor them and at least listen to them carefully if not implemented. So that is something we do very frequently in WEG. We do have open forum sessions 3 days in a week where all the teammates join and give their views. For half an hour, maybe, but everyone is free to say anything they want on the new upgrades, on the technologies, on the operations. And this empowerment brings the quality of leaderships in those team members.
Amazing. Thank you. My next question is, and a few questions to you on, on a larger EV industry. For our viewers and listeners, help me understand what are some of the latest market trends in the EV business and how is WEG adapting to them?
So the latest market trend we have seen, the first one I would say is a major shift from the low speed to high speed vehicles. When we say low speed vehicles, that didn't require the RCE registration or driving license. But now we see the numbers and the penetration of RTO vehicles is going high, primarily due to the reason high speed vehicles, higher range vehicles and easy financing options, which are challenges in low speed. And even the government have certain state subsidies and central subsidies on RTO vehicles, making them more affordable and accessible to the consumers. So this is a very major shift we have seen. The ratio between the low speed sales and the highest speed sales have like changed drastically over the period of 1 year, I would say. Other changes, awareness, which we have seen. People are now very cautious about the technology being used, about the safety parameters being implemented. They know what is AIS 156 phase 2, what is AIS 156 phase 1. So these are the level of questions the customer asked today. So that is the level of awareness these we would say all of the OEMs collectively have imparted to the customers. So these are the two major market shifts we have seen.
Amazing, amazing. And how do you ensure environmental sustainability? Because that's something that's being talked about a lot when it comes to the EV industry. What are you doing?
So when we talk about the environmental sustainability, it's not just selling an EV and you're not selling a petrol vehicle, so you are making it environment sustainable. It starts from the scratch itself. What kind of electricity you're using in your factory, what kind of a wrapping material you're using to wrap your spare parts and the scooters, packing materials you're using, what efforts you're doing to reduce the logistics movement, which again in turn reduce the carbon emissions because trucks are still working on petrol, which brings your material to the factory. Your inbound and outbound logistics is still fossil fuel based, I would say. Then when we talk to the customers, we educate them on the environmental sustainability and why they should convert. So all these are the small factors which contribute towards environmental sustainability. Apart from that, we as a brand focus on many CSR activities to aware customers. For example, we had a recent rally in Bhatinda where we planted 1,000 saplings along with the owners of WEG scooters.
Okay.
That imparts that feeling of environmental sustainability. That it's not only the shift you have brought, but you are giving some contribution to the nature.
How wonderful. How wonderful. So, Pragya, I have time for two or three more questions.
Sure.
My next question to you is that how do you balance the demands of leadership that you are providing to your own company with your commitment to excellence?
So I would say the first answer to it, this will be the consistency. It's very important to be consistent with whatever you're doing, whether it's a business plan, whether it's showing up to the people on time, coming to the factory and office, because this is what creates leadership with excellence. The second thing I would say is delegating and having confidence in your team. So if I say as a leader, I would be able to do everything by my own, that would lag my excellence towards the processes and towards the whole industry. Wonderful. So creating like-minded people, creating a good leadership from your team members is something which would maintain leadership with excellence in the company.
Fascinating. And can you speak a little bit about your own long-term goals for WEG and the legacy you hope to leave for the future?
So when I talk about the long-term goal of WEG, we want to create a brand that sustains. We are not going anywhere in 5 years or 6 years.
Yeah.
We want the coming generation to also take up this brand. Today, when we talk about the traditional OEMs, we say there is a monopoly because they have been existing from like, what, 70, 80 years today. So a brand that is coming out today should also have that legacy in the future.
Correct.
It should move with time, because if you're not moving with time, your products are not changing with time, you are not changing with customer behavior, you'll be out of the market very soon. It should be very proactive with the customers, providing them service, addressing their pain points, and it should have a very healthy work culture that people aim to join your company.
Very interesting. And my last question to you, Pragya, this is for the many people who will listen to our conversation. A lot of them are young entrepreneurs like yourself. A lot of them are people who want to become entrepreneurs. Based on your own learnings as you've built Vague, what would you say are three lessons you have learned as an entrepreneur that you want our viewers and listeners to take away?
So difficult question, because there are a lot of lessons you
I
learn
know, I
every
know.
day. So I would say, one is trust your instinct. Idea is one thing, but have a foolproof plan on how are you going to implement it, and be confident on what you're doing. Be ready to answer all those questions that are coming along. And if you're not able to answer them, find a solution to this, because that is, if you don't have a foolproof plan, don't implement the things. That is one of the things I have learned so far.
Very nice.
Second is build an amazing team, because that is going to take you long way. If you do not have a team, you cannot survive. The third is listen to your customers. Change as per your customer behaviors, pivot if required. Do not stay adamant on the policies or the mindset you have created.
Very
Because for a startup, for a new brand, it's very important to come up with new things to move as the customer voice is moving.
Very interesting.
Moving things out.
Pragya, on that note, and your three fantastic lessons, trust your instincts. Ideas are good, but implementation is very important. Second, you said build an amazing team. Third, you said was listen to your customers and if necessary, pivot wherever is required to do so. Thank you so much for speaking to me, Pragya, about Vague Automobiles and your commitment to the sustainable brand. I love the way you spoke about people and people policies. I think clearly, what I heard from you was how important people are as a part of not just your own team, but for Vague Automobiles as a whole. I'm sure I'm going to be looking at following Vague Automobiles going from strength to strength. Thank you for speaking to me
So
and good
much.
luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. Platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.